Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Sam.
And we've got questions from you, from our listeners around the world, and we are going to do our very best to answer them. The first one comes from Christian Lemke. He's based in Munich, and he writes, I wanted to take the opportunity to ask two questions related to corona. So here's the first one. Do you have any information about the virus and its spreading or its ability to spread in a sauna? Since the virus seems to be destroyed already at temperatures of about 60 degrees, I was asking myself, how safe is it to be in the sauna? You know, these saunas, he goes on to mention, they're between 80 and 90 degrees Celsius. But on the other hand, it's in a small closed room. So basically, am I safe when being 1 to 2 meters or about 6 feet away from a potentially infected person when he, she only breathes and does not cough? How long does the virus last under these conditions?
Well, this is a very important question in Germany. I mean,
I was just
people
say,
use saunas all the time.
For those outside of Germany, yeah, maybe not as big a thing. Germans love saunas. I've become a German in that sense. I love going into the sauna this time of year when it's cold in the Northern Hemisphere. Sam, I don't know if you've tried them out. They're a sort of a big experience, a big change.
Yeah, it's got its own culture in Germany, for sure, I would say.
Yeah, so a lot of people do this regularly, and they're really trying to figure out, my wife included, just about every Wednesday goes into them. And I would answer this, I would start answering this by saying, first of all, it depends on this kind of sauna. There are many different kinds, but primarily you have those wood-paneled ones that are very dry inside with dry air, low humidity, and then you've got the hot rocks, you know, where they pour the water on, steams up. The humidity there is about 5 to 10% if you're not putting the water on,
oh,
on
okay,
the rocks.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
There you have a temporary increase, but generally very dry. That's not good. So dry temperatures would actually make the aerosol droplets smaller and float in the air longer.
Okay.
This is something we heard earlier on the show when we talked to an expert on these kinds of things. I sort of jokingly asked, you know, is 100% humidity ideal then? Because then all of these water droplets would stick to the aerosols, they'd fall to the ground. He said, well, yes, of course, but nobody can tolerate 100% humidity. But there are steam saunas that are 100% humid. I suppose those would be partially safer, in quotation marks. There was a study back toward the end of March conducted here in Germany and the Netherlands, or by researchers from the two countries. And they took a look at what happens to SARS-CoV-2, the coronavirus, at temperatures of 80 degrees Celsius or above. After 1 minute, it had been reduced by something called 4 log 10. And that means 99.99% of the microbes were gone after one
wow.
minute. And so that would suggest that within 1 minute, any aerosol heading your way from someone else in the sauna is 99.99% dead, vanished, gone, and would suggest that they're relatively safe at those very high temperatures. The other thing I would add here is that I went looking and haven't found any case studies of a sauna being the source of infections. Now, of course, a lot of them have been closed down, so maybe that's part of the reason.
I was going to say, I don't know that I'd get in a public sauna at the moment.
I'm avoiding them as well at the moment. However, the case studies don't seem to indicate that this is a source of infection yet. If that changes, we'll let you know, Christian. Thanks for the good question. In fact, that was just question number one. Sam, you have question number two from him, from Munich.
Yeah, so the second part of Christian's email here says, a friend of ours lives in Brazil. As you might know, the situation there is frightening for various reasons. Yes, we have heard that. During one of our talks, she told me how much work it is to disinfect all the groceries every week after getting them delivered. I was asking her why she is doing that, and she said that this is often a repeated recommendation there.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, they even say you should place your groceries in a chlorine solution for a while whenever possible. I've not heard this.
I've never heard of anyone else doing that, and I'm not sure that's recommendable. But
yeah. Well, he agrees. He says, I haven't heard of that before, and I was wondering why there are so many different recommendations in different countries. Do you have experience with different recommendations in different countries, and what could be the reasons for that?
Yeah. Here in Germany, I think at the outset, there were a lot of people disinfecting everything they took home from the supermarkets. In the meantime, people haven't been doing that as much.
You know, it was funny. I remember at the very beginning, I was thinking about that, but I'm too lazy to like wipe down all of my groceries. So someone said that UV light could be helpful. So I just stuck them in front of the sun.
I hope it wasn't fresh milk.
I guess that's what I did. I like wiped down the stuff that I had to put in the fridge, and then everything else I just let sit out for like a
no,
day.
No, hey, it's a bit cleaner, you can say, probably.
Yeah,
it's a good question, especially off the back of fresh research from Australia that got quite a few people unnerved.
Yeah, so this new research from Australia's National Science Research Agency took a look at how long the virus stays on surfaces depending on the temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So this is easy to do in a lab setting. You can set those different temperatures and then just test it out and keep testing it over a series of days. They found that at 20 degrees Celsius,
which would be a normal, about 70 degrees probably? A nice day. You'd be wearing a t-shirt maybe.
Yep. So they found that the virus was, in their words, extremely robust. And they were able to find the virus still on smooth surfaces 28 days later. So almost a month later.
Really? It's on there 28 days later?
Yeah. So smooth surfaces, that's like our phones, right? Which
okay.
I have become aware of how little I used to clean those. And
No, I sterilize that thing on the way out of Deutsche Welle every day. Sterilize that thing well.
Yep. So, okay, so that's smooth surfaces. So things like stainless steel, glass, even paper and banknotes.
Ah, right.
Yep. We know money can be pretty
filthy,
dirty.
Absolutely filthy. Disgusting.
But then we have porous material. So that's cloth, basically. And at 20 degrees Celsius, it has a much shorter lifespan, would you say, on these surfaces. So that's 14 days, but that's still 2 weeks.
Long time. Yeah. Okay. So 20 degrees Celsius in a laboratory setting, probably not exposed to the kind of UV light that you were just talking about with your groceries. So again, for everyone out there, these are like the perfect conditions for a virus to live in.
Yeah.
That's what they're creating and basically asking themselves, how long could it live in? But of course, in real life.
But this 14 days thing, I mean,
it's long.
That makes me feel like I should definitely be washing masks more often.
That was another study that came out based on, actually took a look back at some older Vietnamese research. Again, a recommendation to everyone out there, keep washing the masks again and again. Try to line up 5 or 6 or 7 of them. Maybe you have your Monday mask, your Wednesday mask, et cetera.
I have bought a few more.
So, research indicating, again, this virus can live in perfect laboratory settings on various surfaces for an astonishingly long time.
Yeah, and I should say, so that was 20 degrees Celsius, right? But it can survive for even longer at colder temperatures.
Right.
So, yeah, those of us who are going into winter, not so
good. It's not a bad idea to try to disinfect or to try to clean some of your goods from the grocery store. I mean, you should be doing that anyway with fresh produce for reasons not related to the coronavirus, because they come from agricultural situations that aren't necessarily the best. That said, the German health minister, Jens Spahn, recently came out to kind of have a talk with Germany because the numbers keep going up. And he repeated again that supermarkets don't seem to be a source of infection. Based on the case studies, it's not where infections are happening, and they're not able to trace little local clusters back to supermarkets or to the foodstuffs in there. And he repeated again, we're talking about private parties in Germany, weddings, religious events. That's what's causing it to spread. So I would say, to answer your second question, no chlorine baths, but maybe a quick wipe down when you get some things home from the supermarket wouldn't do any harm. Hey, if you have questions, we will do our best to answer them. Get in touch with us. We are su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.